Well, we're getting back ready for the Lions. Good NFC North division game. And we're looking forward to playing better than we did last week. So, questions? Fine. Good.
Nothing, sir. For Harrison over the next couple days?
He did a lot today, this morning in the walkthrough, so I expect that he's probably going to play.
How big of a leader has he been for that defense, both with his play and what he brings to, you know, brings to the communication?
Well, I think Harrison, you know, the thing I liked most about Harrison, he's a good competitor. He's got a lot of toughness in him, a lot of grit, and he's a quiet leader, kind of. You know, he's not really a big vocal kind of guy, but I think that's part of him feeling out the new system and everything else. I assume that he'll be more and more as we continue to go.
Do you know at that position at all, or is he mostly stuck with?
Look at everybody, yeah.
Been here that has been impressive.
Well, he's done a good job on special teams, and you know, he has a knack for finding the football.
Mike, Teddy has said himself he raised the bar high with his performance against Atlanta. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of expectations from people that he does it again Sunday. Do you think Teddy maybe kind of thrives in that and likes those high expectations, or what do you think of those expectations people have from him?
I don't know what Teddy thinks. I think my expectations are probably as high as everybody else's. I understand that, you know, there'll be some bumps and bruises along the way with all young guys and young quarterbacks, but Teddy is a super competitor. He's got a lot of poise and he's got a lot of talent. So I hope his expectations are high.
What do you think about it? Sure.
I don't know. I think they're both excellent football teams. They're different a lot of different ways, and I'm really just worried about us more so than those two right now in Detroit.
When you scouted Bridgewater, what did you see in terms of durability? I know some draft analysts said his frame is too slight or whatever, but I don't think he might have missed one start in college and still ended up playing that game where he hurt his ankle. What did you guys see when you scouted him in terms of durability?
Nothing. I mean, we didn't see any durability issues. You know, his frame is what it is, but he's a pretty elusive, quick athlete. So, he's pretty smart as well. You know, he knows when to get down and when to.
With the news coming out today that Adrian Peterson could have a December 1st trial, do you have renewed hope that he could play this season? What is kind of your updated view on that?
I honestly did not know that there was, you know, it happened when we were out here in the walkthrough. I didn't even know the trial was going on until someone told me it was on TV or the hearing or whatever it was. And nothing's changed with me. I'm going to continue to coach the guys that are here. We'll worry about that situation when it happens. And I wish the very best for Adrian because I believe in him as a person and I believe in him as a And he's a good guy. So I wish for the best for Adrian, and then we'll worry about the rest, you know, when other more concrete news comes out, I guess.
Without Adrian, are you running the ball?
You know, it depends on the game. We didn't run the ball effective last week or a couple weeks before, but I thought we did against Atlanta. So, you know, each team presents a lot of different issues and ways to run and things that you're trying to accomplish. So I think that'll all be kind of a week-to-week thing.
What's the biggest challenge that Lions front four presents for you guys?
Well, they got great physicality, great athletes. They're obviously number one in the league. Defensively for a reason. It's not just their front, but they're playing good in the back end as well. And But their defense kind of thrives from their front guys.
What has changed for them with Terrell Austin coming in? What has he done differently with their defense to kind of put his choice on that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him what he's changed, but they're running some different coverages and, Well, we got to be in the right place. We got to get off of blocks. We got to cover better. We got to rush better. I mean, I don't know if you have enough time for that right now, but. No, I've been in situations before that needed to be corrected, and like I told the coaches a little bit the other day, you bust your rear end for 5 weeks trying to get them exactly where you want them to be, and then for the next 5 weeks you start worrying so much about the opponents you forget about worrying about a lot of the things about yourself. And so it was just good to go back and look at ourselves, kind of go back and refocus on ourselves, and you understand you have to play other people, but at the end of the day it's still about what you can do and how you can do it and how good you do it. And there's teams that play one defense and one coverage and they're pretty damn good at what they do, so we'll just figure out what's good for us.
What's been different about Ozzie Otto's last two games as opposed to his first two? Statistically there's a big difference between the last two and the previous two.
In what aspect?
Well, his yards per carry, it was 2.8 or so roughly his first two games, and now it's, in the 4 to 5 range at least the last two games. He's nearly, significantly.
Well, the first couple games, we didn't run the ball that effectively, and I wouldn't say that we did the other night either, regardless of what his yards per carry is, but. We did the one game pretty good, but I think it's a combination of all the different things. I think we're getting to know the our players better. We're getting to know people we're playing better, and we're blocking a little bit better. I don't want to get too rose-colored glasses because I'm still not happy about Thursday night. Well, they still have some good weapons. Golden Tate's still an excellent receiver, and Stafford is an excellent quarterback. They're going to be different. I'd be joking if I said they would be the exact same, but we're not good enough to worry to take anybody lightly or worry about anything that who isn't going to be there, who is going to be there. We'll adjust, obviously, if they don't play, but it's still mostly about us, what we do and how we do it, and so. He's getting closer. He's running now, and he's starting to be pain free, so we'll see. We're going to try to, yes.
Is his hand still an issue, or is it all mainly about the ribs?
It's mostly the ribs.
And as far as your defense blitzing, are you doing about as much as you expected coming into the season, less, or how would you characterize that?
Honestly, it all depends on the type of protections that we get. It all depends on the effectiveness that we get, the situations that we get into. I've never gone into, I shouldn't say that. I've gone into games saying, hey, we're going to blitz a lot. And for whatever reason, the situations, you're in third and ones and third and twos as opposed to third and fours or whatever it is, or the second downs that give you different things than you're expecting. I don't ever have a preconceived idea how much we want to blitz. I just try to figure out how we can stop them.
How much of that
last
is
two for coach?
How much of that is based on the quarterback that you're facing, how veteran he is, and maybe, you know, able to pick up what's coming at him?
Some. It's always some with the quarterback. It's some with the receivers. It's some with the backs and protection. It's some with the line. It's some with how we execute. I'm not afraid to blitz good quarterbacks if I know I'm going to hit them. But, you know, it's just sometimes how fast the ball comes out. There's just a lot of different variables that it comes. Sometimes you want to give them a blitz look and not play blitz, too, so.
Last one.
Coach, what's your progress report on Anthony
Gordon? He's doing well. He's progressing, I think, as as we expected him to. Shouldn't use my patient thing, should I? sorry, it's a little inside joke there. He's doing well. He's a good kid. He's still learning so much about the position he's playing right now, and I like him because he's not only a good athlete, he's physical and fast and powerful, but he's very conscientious and wants to be very good at his job. I think he'll continue to progress more and more the more comfortable he feels in the system, and we'll continue to find more things for him to do. I think that at some point in time, I expect him to be one of the better linebackers in this league. You know, I don't know when that'll be, but I expect it to be sometime. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.